W 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Texas judge deciding the FDA should not have approved mifepristone, which has been on the market for more than 20 years. Then a Washington state judge deciding that ruling shouldn't be allowed to go forward. ABC's Ty Hernandez has more.
U.S. District Judge Matthew Kaczmarek, an appointee of President Trump, making the ruling after holding a hearing last month. Shortly after the Texas ruling, a federal judge in Washington state issued a dueling injunction in a separate case, barring the FDA from pulling the drug off the market. The Texas ruling is paused for 7 days so that the federal government can appeal.
The Justice Department trying to find out who is behind the leaking of top-secret Pentagon documents concerning Iran, Russia, and Ukraine, dozens of pages appearing on social media. Christians, Muslims, and Jews in Jerusalem overlapping the holidays, a vehicle plowing into pedestrians in Tel Aviv, a shooter opening fire in the West Bank. This is ABC News. China not happy at all with Taiwan President Tsai Ing-wen's visit to California and meeting with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. It started active military drills in the Taiwan Strait as a show of force. ABC's Britt Clettett is in Taipei.
China is dubbing these drills United Sharp Sword in a clear retaliation for that meeting between House Speaker McCarthy and Taiwan leader Tsai Ing-wen in L.A. Now, we knew China was angry, but it appears to have waited for Tsai to return home before acting.
Two major West Coast shipping ports are back up and running after widespread worker shortages and call-outs.
Workers back on the docks, reports Bloomberg, at the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach after large numbers of them were no-show over the past few days. Port officials say they believe it was to pressure contract talks. The union says it was just workers spending religious holidays with their families. Either way,
this is a big deal. I think this can really have a huge implication.
Says Nick Bias of the Kendrick Global Supply Chain Institute at the University of Southern California. Dave Packer, ABC News.
This is ABC News.
This is so good.
Why are you eating so much popcorn?
Well, I'm making a difference for Wisconsin schools, and I was able to easily shop online.
I mean, it does look yummy.
OMG, you've got to try this cheddar jalapeno.
Mmm, it is good.
Oh, and I ordered a bunch of other gourmet flavors, chocolate delight, cookies and cream, and even dill pickle, delivered to my door. And I help Wisconsin schools in the process. Go to the Wisconsin Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop. That's civicmedia.us/shop. And order now. The shop closes April 10th.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. President Biden wants to raise taxes on Americans earning more than $400,000 a year. The rate would go from the current 3.8% to 5%. The new revenue would be used to shore up Medicare. Some of the biggest supporters of the bill are those who would get taxed the most. More from Eric Galatis.
Morris Pearl with the group Patriotic Millionaire says there's more than enough money to fund Medicare. He argues the wealthiest Americans, especially those living off of their investments, can and should be paying more.
We can ask the financially challenged people who need Medicare to sacrifice more by having less medical care, or we can ask the ultra-rich to sacrifice more by being a little bit less ultra-rich.
Biden's proposal would keep Medicare solvent for at least the next 25 years, according to estimates by the Medicare Office of the Chief Actuary. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has promised it will not advance in Congress. Critics say raising taxes would hurt the economy. They argue that people would spend less if their earnings drop. Pearl agrees that the economy depends on consumer spending and says working Americans who spend most of what they bring home should be allowed to keep more of their money.
the very rich people are not going to spend more money. They'll just become a little bit richer.
More than 65 million people across the U.S. depend on Medicare coverage, but the fund's trustees warn that cuts to benefits will be necessary by 2028 without increased revenues. Pearl notes that the nation's economy was strong under the Republican Eisenhower administration, when the wealthiest Americans paid tax rates up to 90% on their second, third, and fourth millions.
And there's no reason why people who make a lot of money now should be paying not the same tax rate of people who work for a living, but actually lower tax rates. We need to change the system.
This is Eric Gladys reporting.
And you're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
My man. Good morning, Wisconsin. As Earl likes, wipe the dust out your eyes. It's Monday morning. Earl, I'm probably your best co-host you ever had. Go say it.
Well, let me begin.
Mr. Sandy ain't in the room. Go ahead and say it.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always,
I might be the only co-host you ever had.
At 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Monday, and that's Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger. My man, Gilbert Brown. What's going on, man?
Hey, man, you know what, Earl? It's Monday morning. Everybody driving in to work, they got the radios on. They couldn't be listening to nobody else but us. So let's make sure that the phone lines are working this morning.
We take care of that on this end, Doc. We got it.
Oh, really?
Calvin got it all lined up, man.
My man, Calvin. How's Calvin doing today?
I'm doing well, guys. How are you?
We got to get Calvin get his voice on so he can get him a new girlfriend or something.
Hey, well, I'm glad. I was going to say something else. I'm glad I didn't. Discretion is a better part of valor, they say. But let me do this, Gilbert, because I want to begin the show by saying, man, John Brockington passed.
Oh, my God.
I remember John Brockington at Ohio State. Mm-hmm. And, man, he was a runaway truck. I mean, he used to run cats over. He had a short career. But he was playing back in the day, man, where, you know, that three yards in the cloud of dust. Mm-hmm. And off the ball, he'd get 2.5 yards. Mm-hmm. Then he'd get another 3. You know, hey, he was a battering ram, man.
That was back when football was really real.
Yeah, that was really real. You think you could have played in that era, man?
I could play in any era. I could play in any area after they had the leather helmets. I ain't playing in those leather helmets. No.
Hey, man.
No.
You know, hey.
Because they the brothers the not the leather helmets. They the Gator brothers to just some hat and stuff.
No, man, you and I were talking about before we go to the phone line. You and I were talking about Ray Nitschke.
Oh my
who
God.
You met and you said with no yes. teeth. You know, back then, they had I think he might have played early on when they didn't have the face mask, maybe in college or something. I remember when they had these plexiglass face masks.
Man, he played in the era where real men played football, man. There was no cute stuff. There was no, I mean, back then Deacon Jones was head slapping people, man.
Forearms, man. You know, I watched that era, man. Alan Page.
I would have called 911 them dudes and hit me like
that. Alan Page, Carl Eller. You know,
mm-hmm.
Them was some bad boys, man.
Them was some bad dudes,
the purple
man.
People eaters, right?
Oh, let's not go too far with them Vikings. Let's not go too far. But I do want to say, John Brockton was a beautiful human being. Met him before several times. Met his wife a couple times. He is one of those gentlemen that you would sit and listen about the game, man. You know, learn right. more about the game by talking to the older generation going into the new. So I always was a student of the game. And anytime one of the old guys came back, I pay homage to them because they set the street for us to play the game.
You know, Gilbert, I remember John Brockington and when the Packers got him. And it's just... It's amazing to me that he was 74 years old. That must mean I must be old. Because I remember being young watching him.
Earl, they stopped clocking your old date. They stopped clocking your date.
Hey, man, let's do this. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to Gary from Sussex. Hey, Gary, what's going on, man? How you doing? Good morning.
Good. I got two things to talk about. First of all, I met... Ray Nitschke, right before he died, he was at State Fair signing autographs. I waited in line for 2 hours for him. And when I got up there, he signed a picture for me. Then he stood up and he shook my hand and he thanked me for me and my son waiting in line for such a long time. He was like embarrassed to have us wait for him, and he was so humble. Then we got a picture with him, which was really kind of cool. Then while I was there, my wife called on the phone, and then I said, "Hey, Beth, guess who I'm talking to?" And I put the phone, gave it to Ray, and he said, "Hi, Beth, how you doing?" What?
Yo, you didn't tell your wife you were talking to me? Oh, Ray Nitschke.
No.
Oh, okay, all right.
Ray Nitschke.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So he took the phone and said, "Hi, Beth. This is Ray Nitschke from the Green Bay Packers." My wife said, "Yeah, sure, you know." No, I'm here with your husband and your son, you know. So it was really kind of cool. Well, what happened was there was a guy that was just a mega fan. So he didn't have a camera. So I took his picture. He wrote his name and telephone number down on a matchbook cover. I lost the matchbook cover. Could not find this guy. So I had the pictures developed. I went to Tom Hooper on Channel 6, and they did a story about this. I brought the picture, and I said, "I can't find this guy." So they put it on at 5 o'clock, and noon, they put it, then they found the guy within 30 minutes, and then they did a story at 5 and 6 or something like that. But that was kind of a cool thing.
Hey Gary, so, man. Man, thank you very much for the call. Robert, call back. 844-967-2789 is the number. You know, man, the fact that, you know, that we lost John Brockington, the Packers lost John Brockington, and, you know, he was just a hell of an athlete, Gilbert. I mean, fast, strong. You know, let's go to Robert from West Coast. Hey, good morning. Yeah, good morning to you, Robert. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call. Your thoughts?
Good morning. I think these games have changed so much. First of all, I want to say I love Gary's story. That was fantastic. I know we don't agree on much, but I really enjoyed the story. I just think not just the NFL, but like even basketball. I think of a guy like Ronnie Lott and how physical he was. You know, would he be able to play today? Or would it be constant flags? Or if you think of the old Bulls and the Pistons, you know, all those series and how physical the game was, I feel like these guys would be constantly, you know, at the free throw line, that everything would be called today versus they used to let people play a little bit more. And then another thing I was thinking of over the weekend is I used to collect sports cards as a kid, and they used to have those cards turn back the clock. And I was thinking, you know, with the Supreme Court race, that's really what Dan Kelly is representing, is turning back the clock on a lot of these policies.
Hey, Robert. Thank you, man. We're talking about football right now, man. We're going to talk about that later on in the show. Thank you very much for the call. Yeah. You know, Gilbert, the other thing I wanted to talk about before, you know, we go to a break is open the phone lines for, I want to talk about who the greatest Green Bay Packers were. There's a whole list.
It's Aaron Rodgers, man.
Yeah. Well, your boy Leroy Butler is on him again. Leroy is really, you know, Leroy.
Stay on him, Leroy. Hey, stay on him, Leroy.
Hey, not Leroy, as he told me, Leroy.
Hey, man, when he with y'all, he Leroy. When he with me, he Leroy.
Okay.
Leaning on the Leroy.
Hey, so I remember he told me one time, I said, man, you're from Jacksonville, Florida. He said, yeah. I said, man, why you hang around Wisconsin? I said, man, you from Jacksonville, Florida, why are you still hanging around here? You know what he told me? He said, when I'm in Jacksonville, Florida, I'm Leroy. He said, when I'm in Green Bay, I'm Leroy. And the cat who invented the Lambo Leap.
So you trying to say why he in Wisconsin, he French? Leroy.
hey, he was what he was what he was saying to me, I think, is
That's like me. Here in the States, I'm Gilbert. But when I go out in Mexico, so I'm Gilberto.
All right, man. We gotta go to a break. 844-967.
You like that one. You know you like that.
Hey, we'll be right back.
For a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
It's game day at Jim's house, and the spread is impressive.
Mike's already done some damage with the hot wings, and now he's dropping back and going deep for another slice of pizza.
I sure hope he brought the Pepto.
Mike knows the Pepto-Bismol provides fast, 5-symptom relief from unexpected stomach upsets. He's no rookie.
The way he's throwing back those nachos, he's the GOAT.
Be ready for game day with...
This is so good.
Why are you eating so much popcorn?
Well, I'm making a difference for Wisconsin schools, and I was able to easily shop online.
I mean, it does look yummy.
OMG, you've got to try this cheddar jalapeno.
Mmm, it is good.
Oh, and I ordered a bunch of other gourmet flavors, chocolate delight, cookies and cream, and even dill pickle, delivered to my door. And I help Wisconsin schools in the process. Go to the Wisconsin Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop. That's civicmedia.us/shop. And order now. The shop closes April 10th. Accident. Can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Wachs, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson and Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly cloudy skies expected this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 48. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, lows dip down to about 31. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again. Tomorrow, highs level off around 62. Temperatures well above average Monday and Tuesday, with highs from the mid-60s to the low 70s. Chance for scattered rain showers Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 47.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
You see, I got Biggie on my shirt. You see, I got Biggie on my shirt.
You got me open like a token. Hot and smoke. Bubble bath, laugh, joking. Candlelight, talking about how you were your ex.
Come on, bro. You know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. Come on.
Listen, see, wine, come on. Champagne wishes. Water, fine dude with some riches.
I love the cute. Yeah. As long as I'm welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Monday. That means Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, the one and only Gilbert Brown. You know Gilbert. I was going through a list of the greatest Packers of all time, man. And you came in, out of 100, you came in number 46. Now, that with all the years that the Packers...
At least I made the top 50.
Wait a minute. And with all the Packers that ever played the game...
Yeah.
What do you have, man? 50 cats every year? 55? On the team?
Yeah.
Come in 46 is pretty doggone good, man.
Arguably 46.
Yeah, arguably.
46. Arguably.
You sound like Aaron Rodgers.
No, arguably 46. I'm not saying arguably number one.
I know.
Hell no.
No, man. You know.
But you got to understand something, Earl. Some writer that ain't never put his hand in the dirt probably did that list.
Man. So because of that, phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Those of you who've been around as long as I have watching the game. And man,
that's long.
It is long. It is, man. You know, Gilbert, it was going back to those early years, man, with Bart Starr and Forrest Gregg and all them cats and Ray Nitschke and Willie Wood and Herb Adderley and Jim Ringo and
Jerry Kramer, yeah. Fuzzy Thurston.
Yeah, man. All of those guys.
Paul Horney.
Oh yeah, man. You know, Max McGee, Boyd Dowd.
Oh yeah.
You know,
yeah.
All of those guys, and watching the game way back then, And you would have to say, Gilbert, back then there wasn't that many teams. So if you were, oh, how can we leave out the great Willie Davis? Bob Skoronski, you know.
But, the great Don Hutson.
Yeah, man. So I guess my point is, back in those days, there were only a handful of football teams. So if you were one of the guys who were on the team, you had to really be something special, right?
You had to be something special, but you got to remember back then, Earl, those guys had to go get another job.
Oh, I know.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, I mean, that was more pressure on top of being the best at your profession. You got to go try to be the best at another profession to live your life.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, the game has evolved to where we ain't got to do that no more because of them guys.
You know, so again, a list of who you think, you know, the greatest players that ever played the game for the Green Bay Packers, the green and gold. And it's a tough, don't get me wrong. If you ask me who was the greatest Packer that ever played
you say,
the game.
You would say put him on your Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
Rushmore got four to at least five.
Yeah. Yeah, four. So four to five. But let me say this, man. That's a difficult thing to even do.
Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers said, I'm on there. I'm on everybody's Mount Rushmore at number one.
So I'm going back, trying to think back to all of those great players, all those different eras, you know, and to try to pull out and to try to pull out four, that's almost impossible.
It's rough, man. It's rough. You know,
because I go back to those 60s. When they won those two Super Bowls, man, and
the championships that turned into Super Bowls,
yeah, and all the way, what did they win? 13 championships?
Yes, sir.
I've never been to the Packers. They got a Hall of Fame, right? At Lambeau.
Do they?
I don't know.
Earl, we're gonna go up there, man. Get in your car. Drive down 41, and we're gonna go. And I'm gonna get you a couple passes to go in there. All right.
Yeah.
You need to learn about that history. You need to see that history. And when you walk through the door and start walking through there, you see Vince Lombardi, they got a little office set up that he used to have.
Right.
It's gonna touch you.
Yeah. You know, man, I do understand the greatness of what was done there. And so, you know, when you hear what Aaron Rodgers said, and I gotta go a little bit after we come back from the break, because your boy Leroy, he's not letting it go, man.
He shouldn't let it go.
He still is upset that Aaron Rodgers said that.
We're gonna get Leroy on the show one of these days so he can explain why it touched him like it touched me.
Yeah, yeah, and he's a guy who bleeds green and gold, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean that gold, the gold jacket on the underside says, I am a Green Bay Packer. Y'all just don't see it.
Oh, okay. Because he went in as a Packer.
Absolutely. Yeah. Just like Aaron Rodgers going to go in as a Packer.
You know, so listen, man, when we come back from the break, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Your thoughts on who the greatest Green Bay Packers were, man. You know, I even thought about, you know, as good as Lofton was.
As good as Sterling Sharp was.
Yeah. Well, and then you'd have to add the last wide receiver. Well, how can I forget his name that quick? It was with they just
driving you come up.
No, man, he went to he went to Las Vegas. Devontae Adams.
Oh, Devontae Adams, yeah.
Yeah, would you include him up? He's got to have a spot, right?
He too young, man.
All right, listen.
He ain't scratched the surface
gotta
yet.
Got to go to a break. 844-967. He got the numbers. 967.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Texas judge deciding the FDA should not have approved mifepristone, which has been on the market for more than 20 years. Then a Washington state judge deciding that ruling shouldn't be allowed to go forward. ABC's Ty Hernandez has more.
U.S. District Judge Matthew Kaczmarek, an appointee of President Trump, making the ruling after holding a hearing last month. Shortly after the Texas ruling, a federal judge in Washington state issued a dueling injunction in a separate case, barring the FDA from pulling the drug off the market. The Texas ruling is paused for 7 days so that the federal government can appeal.
The Justice Department trying to find out who's behind the leaking of top-secret Pentagon documents concerning Iran, Russia, and Ukraine. Dozens of pages appearing on social media. Christians, Muslims, and Jews in Jerusalem overlapping the holidays. A vehicle plowing into pedestrians in Tel Aviv. A shooter opening fire in the West Bank. This is ABC News.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. Both Wisconsin Democrats and Republicans want to change the way income taxes are collected, but that's where the similarity ends. A report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum says Governor Evers' plan would direct nearly all relief to middle and low-income taxpayers. Republican Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu's plan creates a 3.5% flat tax, drastically lowering rates for higher earners, but keeping it the same for lower earners. Beware of scammers claiming to be from the IRS. The Federal Trade Commission says that since 2018, more than 75,000 people have lost almost $30 million to scammers posing as IRS agents by phone, email, and text. The Federal Trade Commission says the first thing you would get is a letter, not a phone call. Only after several letters warning of unpaid taxes would you get a call or a visit. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
This is so good.
Why are you eating so much popcorn?
Well, I'm making a difference for Wisconsin schools, and I was able to easily shop online.
I mean, it does look yummy.
OMG, you've got to try this cheddar jalapeno.
Mmm, it is good.
Oh, and I ordered a bunch of other gourmet flavors, chocolate delight, cookies and cream, and even dill pickle, delivered to my door. And I help Wisconsin schools in the process. Go to the Wisconsin Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop. That's civicmedia.us/shop. And order now. The shop closes April 10th.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Chocolate delight, cookies and cream, and even dill pickle delivered to my door. And I help Wisconsin schools in the process. Go to the Wisconsin Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop. That's civicmedia.us/shop. And order now. The shop closes April 10th.
Yeah, this album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
Yeah, yeah.
To all my peoples in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby, baby.
Baby, baby.
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed with bamboo, sipping on private stock.
Don't say nothing, let it breathe, girl, let it breathe.
Lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke?
The hard, the hard. You never thought that hip hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight.
Yeah.
Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat
sardines? You see everybody's in the car right now bobbing their head on a Monday morning.
Hey, man, is it all right if I go in, man?
Like you thought I would.
Call go ahead.
Welcome back. Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Monday. That means under the helmet with the gravedigger himself, none other than the Gilbert Brown. You know, man, let's listen to what your boy Leroy had to say before we go to the phone lines.
Get a mail, Roy.
Green Bay Packers legend Leroy Butler has some thoughts about the Aaron Rodgers situation. You can certainly argue for Butler being the Packers' greatest ambassador out there. You're a pretty good ambassador for the Packers too, man, but they say your boy Leroy.
Earl, I'm just staying in my lane. I'm staying in my line.
But your boy Leroy, he out there, right?
Yeah, he's the man.
One of the greatest ambassadors out there. He played his entire NFL career in Green Bay. He invented the Lambeau Leap and won a Super Bowl with the Packers. Not only is he a Pro Football Hall of Fame safety, but Leroy has long been a popular sports talk show host in Milwaukee. So what Butler has to say about the Packers carries weight. Excuse me. Butler spoke with Tyrone Dunn about the Aaron Rodgers breakup. I can't say it enough. That G will never change. Talking about the G on the helmet. Sometimes players, especially the quarterback, the last two quarterbacks to go to the Jets, forget about that. Those guys in the locker room deserve better than this, he said. Although Butler is incredibly a team-first guy, another comment of his truly is telling. This is one of the best quotes my mom gave me. Don't tell me you love me. Show me you love me. If I tell you I love you but treat you terribly, then why are you even telling me? But if I show you every single day that I love you, then you really get away without even saying it, Butler said. Green Bay is a special place in the NFL world. But we have to understand that this is a business. So what Leroy Butler is saying is, doesn't matter how great in the end the player is, the G is greater than all the players. You agree with that, Gilbert?
It's kind of like the air and the land and the sea. It ain't gonna change because we all dead. It's gonna keep being the same. That's just like the G. It's gonna keep being the same, no matter who wears it. One man does not change that G, period.
Even if it's the great Aaron Rodgers.
Even if it's him.
All right, let's do this. Let's go to David from Mequon. Good morning to you, David. How you doing? You say what?
Hey, good morning, guys. Really quickly, I don't know if you've mentioned Don Hutson.
Oh, Gilbert never stops talking about Don Hutson. Gilbert is always talking about Don Hutson.
He's still, even after all these years, I think he's still number 11 on the all-time touchdown list for receivers.
Well, so Gilbert, what did you say about the building?
There's a building that we all practice in since I've been there called the Don Hutson Center. We've been that. I mean, I don't see no building over there. If you're that great, says the Aaron Rodgers, no. Not yet, homeboy.
So, yeah, and I think he still holds, I think he's right, like number three all time for average per catch, too.
Well, it's 1933.
Like, if you compare. What's that?
Well, let's imagine something, Earl. Listen to what he's saying, but listen to who came through. You talking about Sterling Sharp, you talking about Donald Driver, you talking about Antonio Freeman, you talking about a plethora of receivers. Don Hutson is still in the conversation.
That plethora, is that kind of like a lot?
I don't know how to spell it, but it's a lot. Yeah.
Hey, man. Hey, this is under the helmet with the grave digger and Earl Ingram, man. Just say a lot.
Hey, listen, man. a big man got to extol his vocab, man. We ain't got to be, like I say, we can be big, but we ain't got to be stupidly big.
but the other part of it is Gilbert and David is, yeah, that's 1933, man, Don Hutson.
So, old school.
Yeah, I mean, that was when football was just getting started.
No. We still had some years in there. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
1923. We had a couple, 10, 20 years in there before that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, but certainly he helped make it what it was. But anyway, David, you clearly Don Hutson, one of the all-time greats for you.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, David.
Without question. And sure. And you know what, Gilbert? I think you're one of the best guys that I watched during the time, during the 5 years in defensive line, and I think people like you, along with, you know, the other teammates, I mean, it was a great team to watch. It was, there's different, people always talk about quarterbacks and receivers, but
right.
You still have to look at the people who do all the dirty work, you know, on either side of the ball.
So how did Gilbert get a hold of you, man? How did he get a hold of you before the show came on, man? How was that possible?
David, the Earl's a hater, so let's just keep it like that. But I will say this, Dave. I don't look at myself like that. I look at myself as fourth on that defensive line because I always put Reggie White first. I'm gonna put Sean Jones second. Arguably second, because Santana could have been second. I'm gonna say it's a tie for second. Santana and Sean didn't put me behind those guys. I mean, I was a cleanup man, you know, and I enjoyed every minute of it.
Hey,
there you go.
A designated hitter, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, let me do the jokes, David. That's pretty good, though.
All right.
Hey, appreciate it, man. Thank you very much for the call.
Thanks, David. Hey, appreciate it, man. Hey,
phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You know, Gilbert, when you talk about the great receivers, I don't know why we keep leaving out Lofton. You know,
James Lofton.
A little bit before your time, man. But James Lofton.
I know Mr. Lofton. I know his wife. I know his family. He is an exceptional, another great ambassador of the Green Bay Packers. I think, when you look at the roster of receivers that we used to have before, and then, I mean, even Paul Kaufman, these guys were awesome, man. Yeah. I mean, they stack up against some of the greatest teams, receivers of all times as well. So, yeah. I mean, we had a nice roster of receivers.
You know, man, I was talking to you earlier about the running back, number 30 with you guys. I forgot his name. Green.
Earl, take your stuff, man. Take your stuff.
I'm on Green.
The all-time leading Packers rusher.
That's still amazing to me, man.
All time.
That's still.
Because you remember he played with us, then he left and went to the Texans.
And he came back.
Then he came back on a different number. I'm going to bring him on the show so he can explain to you how come he didn't come back and wore number 30. He had to come back and wear number 34, which is his idol from the Bears, Walter Payton.
Yeah.
But when he come back, see, here's the thing that people don't understand. If you got a number, you're number 30, right?
Right.
You put that number down. So you leave, you know, another guy got the number 30. You know who I'm talking about. Who was number 30 after him that recognized number 30? John Kuhn.
John Kuhn was number 30, the fullback?
Yes. So when Amon comes back, he didn't get that number back because John Kuhn didn't give it to him. So I'm going to let Amon Green explain how that happened. Because I like both of them. They're both good, too.
But you know, man, I just, Amon Green was a heck of an athlete, as I recall.
Powerful.
Physically strong.
Powerful back.
Right.
Powerful.
Speed, had some speed.
That's why I got, Earl, I got to show you a picture of, I took a picture with Amon Green and Aaron Jones. It's like night and day.
The size, you mean?
Size-wise, man, I mean, he was a powerful Sherman tank that can get out. You know, he had a couple 90-yard runs for the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, he was a fast guy.
But how could you forget anything, Earl? What's wrong with you this morning?
Well, you know, I have a lot of things on my mind, a lot of things on my plate. Preparing to talk with the great grave digger.
You know, I appreciate that, man. I appreciate
that's a big responsibility.
I know, man. Earl, yeah. What would you do if they made us do your whole 4 hours with the grave digger one day? What would you do?
I would struggle to. Without question, it would be a struggle. No,
I think the fans would love for me to be on the air with you for 4 hours just to make you grow some black hair instead of white hair.
You know what, man? If I had to do 4 hours with the grave digger, I think I'd give up on radio. you know, man. Listen, man. I really do.
Hey, Earl, did I tell you I love you this Monday morning? Did I tell you that, man?
No, man, but it's reciprocal, brother. You know how I feel about you, man. Listen, because I just, you know, what you do, man, people don't know about either, man. They don't know because this is under the helmet with the grave digger. And they don't know that you move around the state running football camps.
Quietly, Earl. I do it quietly.
And so for people who may not know, man, the impact of that, and it's always sold out, right?
It's not sold out. It's because it's free. It better be sold out because it's free most of the time. And you go to GilbertBrownFoundation.org to check all that out. But, Earl, to me, football is one of the greatest tools on helping a young man decide what he want to do with his life. You know what I'm saying? I mean, after they done outlawed those drills that chased them away.
Yep.
It's been a lot of football players that turned into basketball or baseball or something after they put the helmet on. But see, they're trying to make football a sport that, you know, you ain't got to be worried about your bones and your brain and all that other stuff at the end of the day. And that's why I try to tell parents and mamas and stuff, football is safer. And if there's anything out of the ordinary that they don't understand or whatever, and they feel like their coach is not teaching their kids well, then you speak up.
Because the coach... Go ahead, man. No, finish your point, man.
I'm just saying coaches have to realize they shape the lives of a lot of young men. My coach, Coach Dozier, shaped my life to where I thank him every chance I get. By praying or anything like that. So a coach has a big inspiration on the kid's life.
You know, Gilbert, we'll go to the phone lines after the break. But man, you and I on the same page when it comes to that game, man. And I was, you know, not even thought of. I'd get in the game when the score was safely out of reach, 99 to nothing. And then it'd be 30 seconds left, and they look down at the end of the bench and say, hey, Ingram.
This is so good.
Why are you eating so much popcorn?
Well, I'm making a difference for Wisconsin schools, and I was able to easily shop online.
I mean, it does look yummy.
OMG, you've got to try this cheddar jalapeno.
It is good.
Oh, and I ordered a bunch of other gourmet flavors, chocolate delight, cookies and cream, and even dill pickle, delivered to my door. And I help Wisconsin schools in the process. Go to the Wisconsin Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop. That's civicmedia.us/shop. And order now. The shop closes April 10th. Weather brought to you by Wisconsin Cheese and Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop.
Home of buttery popcorn treats that make your mouth water.
Caramel, cookies and cream, strawberry shortcake, and more. civicmedia.us/shop.
Part of the proceeds benefit Wisconsin athletic programs.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard.
Getting them to listen to Hot Gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly cloudy skies expected this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 48. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, lows dip down to about 31. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again. Tomorrow, highs level off around 62. Temperatures well above average Monday and Tuesday, with highs from the mid-60s to the low 70s. Chance for scattered rain showers Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 47.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Monday. That means Under the Helmets with the Gravedigger. Gilbert, and so my football career, I wore number 100. Hey, you Girl. Think it's safe to put number 100 in? but I learned, man. I learned you didn't have to be a star player to benefit from what football offers, right? So that means any player, anybody who's out there on the field can learn the lessons
even
of the game.
Kicker. Yeah. Even the kicker.
Yeah, can learn the lessons of the game. And and so that's why when I, was running the league I ran for 20 years, I would always tell the coach, man, you can't tell me you can't find a time to put these kids in the game. Right? Mm-hmm. They come to practice every day. Their parents bring them. And I'm not looking for Vince Lombardi, right?
That's the capability of a good coach. A good coach is going to get all those kids in the game.
Yeah,
somehow, some way.
Yeah.
Somehow, some way, they're going to play in the game. Special team, something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's what I would tell him. I would say, man, well, I can't put Gilbert in because Gilbert don't know. I said, man, put him in on the opening kickoff, the first punt, something. Right?
Mm-hmm.
They come to practice every day. Plus, I learned the values from the game of football sitting on the bench.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You know, everybody got to get their lumps, Earl.
Yeah, yeah. But it's the value of that, man. And that's why even to this day, out of all the games, I still see football, man, as the one that you learn the lessons. You can't do anything by yourself on the football field, right? Mm-mm. Oh, I'm sorry.
Not at all.
Aaron Rodgers could.
Yeah, I'm a quarterback. Yeah.
You know, man, but in the end, Gilbert, when you move around the state, all around the state, and it's the same, it doesn't matter whether you in Rhinelander or whether you in Milwaukee, the people get the same love for the game, right?
Oh, yeah, the breed of the fan don't change. Once you're a Green Bay Packer fan, you're a Green Bay Packer fan. I mean, you don't be a fan because of this one guy you like. No, you become a fan of the game. And that's what a true fan is, you know what I'm saying?
What is it like, man, to move around and people want your autographs and they just want to take pictures? Did that ever go to your head, man?
No.
I know your mother wouldn't allow that to go to you.
No. My mama still got a heavy switch with her. But you know what, man? There's a lot of guys that's different that handle it different. You know what I'm saying? Right. I try my best to speak to the fans and do, you know, there's days where, you know, if you're sitting down having a bite to eat, you know, sometimes you can't eat your meal hot because, you know, somebody come, you know, but, you know, sometimes, you know, there's a lot of fans that's respectful of that. They see that and they will wait. And then there's some fans that can't wait. So, you know, you got to deal with it on even keel, man. You got to try to be good at what you do.
Now, you know, Gilbert, I face that same thing too. Every time I go out to eat, people all around me asking for my autograph. And
you ever see? We got the three screens. Calvin over there laughing his ass off. Talking about is he for real?
Well, you know,
Earl, I know what it was. They must remember you from playing in that role you used to play on that movie Blackula. You was the dude.
Hey, man. Hey, come on, man. You know,
Blackula.
You know, man. I as they prepare, and this is really, man, what I've been thinking about a lot, man. I've been really thinking about Jordan Love. I really have.
It's time,
huh?
It's time, man.
I know it's his time, man. But you know,
it's time, man. And I'm getting mad, Earl, because they still wasting time with Aaron Rodgers when they need to be getting this boy some help over there. You know what I'm saying? They still playing this game with the Jets. They're still holding things down. It's time to let him go so we can get this boy some help.
Well, you know, they're not talking about him as much, Aaron Rodgers, because, you know, even the fans have had to accept, and they didn't want to see him go. But he's gone, right? I mean, you might as well talk about him in the past tense. You know, he's folklore now. He's a former Green Bay Packer, even though he's still, you know, getting a paycheck from the Packers. You got to talk about him past tense now. He's like Gilbert. He's a former Packer, right?
No, Earl, you can't. To me, I'm not former anything. I'm Steve.
Okay.
We just not on the field.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about it, because I'm green and gold till I die. So, former or not, you know, I'm still a Super Bowl champion. You see what I'm saying? I'm still a Green Bay Packer Hall of Famer. So, I'm still a Green Bay Packer, period.
Yeah, let's bring CJ on quick. Hey, CJ, you wait till the last minute. Quickly, what do you want to say, man?
Where to go, CJ?
Gilbert, loved watching you play. Thank you for your dedication to the game and the team.
Thank you.
I can't wait to see Jordan Love. The way Aaron Rodgers learned from Brett Favre, Jordan Love learned from Aaron Rodgers, and he's going to be phenomenal. And it's more than one player. I was disappointed when Brett Favre left the Packers, but they moved on, and it's a business. People need to realize it. And God bless you, Gilbert. Love your spirit. Love your faith to the Packers and your faith, period. God bless you and Earl and Colin.
Uh-oh.
Love your show. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, CJ. Hey, Gilbert.
Thank you.
How do you get these cats' number? How did you set all this up, man?
Girl, don't be jealous, man. Don't be jealous.
I don't understand. I'm here don't Monday through Friday. You here for 1 hour out of the week.
And color your hair, Earl.
And
color your hair.
Homage to you. You only here one day a week. For one
color
hour.
Your hair, Earl.
Well, you do a good job of yours. we got to run. Thank you. Gilbert, we'll talk to you again on Monday. Under the helmet with the grave digging.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
Over
on
if you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.